Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 305 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kookiest spring favorite creatrix behind Kick-Ass Switch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and all that good shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode, back on Blog Talk Radio, where you will also find a link to the Spring Equinox module of the Psycho Spirit Wheel of the Year. And if you use the discount code OSTARALOVE at checkout, you will get $20 off of that. And that probably only matters to you if you are listening to this in a timely fashion, because today is spring equinox. Yay! Happy spring equinox. Happy Ostara. Happy autumn equinox if you are listening to this in the southern hemisphere. I'm going to be talking about spring today, just to let you know. I am filled with the spirit. I am filled with the Holy Spirit of Ostara. I really am. Yay, spring! I've been feeling it because spring sprung up so early here. But it's really taking off now. And in my heart, in my mind, and in my backyard, it's awesome. And we're having a rainy period right now, which LA needs. Los Angeles, California, we needs the rain. And we're getting a lot of spring rain, which is awesome. So rain is a precious commodity around here, and we're just set to get some today, tomorrow, and the next day, which means this spring is gonna be extra green. It already is. I think that's why I'm feeling so high on the weather right now, and nature, and all of my big fat plans, the seeds that I'm planting. You know, I do the 12-week year. Those of you who listen to me here know that that is the way that I've been living my life now since fall. And I love it. I'm just about to finish the 12-week year that I started January 1st. So I'm going into a new year, basically, and which feels extra exciting right now because we're at the beginning of an astrological new year. So, of course, I'm like, yay! I love a fresh start. I love a new beginning. And I have a separate date book for each of these 12-week years that I'm doing. And so this next 12-week year, which will begin on April Fool's Day, it will begin on Easter. I'm really dedicating myself to fiction. It's just been calling me. I've been playing around in that world in my time off. I've been dragging the lawn chair into the backyard and working on this fiction project I've been working on for years. And I'm like, you know what? I am definitely going to do a spring. For those of you who keep asking, when are you doing the next round of Queen? I am doing a spring queen thing, and I will tell you about that next week, but we're definitely going to do a queen journey in a few weeks. I'm just going to get right to it. There'll be like a three-week period where you can sign up, and then we're just going to start for those of you who want to do the queen program. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing my usual work that you see, you know, showing up for podcasts and writing newsletters and all of that. I'm meeting with my coaching clients, but my spare time, my creative energy is going to be all about this, having fun in this fiction, this fictional world that I've been creating. So that's what I'm excited about. I would love to know if you're planting seeds of intention for the season ahead, or maybe you're doing the 12-week year, so the year ahead, so to speak. And I'm really easy to talk to on Twitter, FYI, if you ever want to chat with me that way. So let's get on point here. this is part of my point, actually, is how spring just, it's such an intoxicating time. You can just really get carried away with it. And I know a lot of you are still buried in snow right now, with more snow to come, which probably doesn't make for the best Easter egg hunts. For those of you who do Easter egg hunts, I still do. I have my witchy Ostara festivities, and then I do the Easter egg, Easter bunny thing like most everyone else. So maybe you have to do that indoors. What do you do when it snows? I live in California. What do people do when it's snowing on Easter? That's like such a foreign idea to me. Yeah, that thought just kind of threw me for a loop just now. How can I get back on track? I have a quote and a newsletter cut and pasted into my little PDF today. Other than that, I am flying by my spring flingy pants. So let's find that quote. Madison Taylor for the Daily Ohm. I got a newsletter from them this morning, and it started with this. I guess it's not a quote. She said it and she wrote the newsletter, but I'm calling it quote because I'm quoting her. She said, "Springtime inspires us to believe that along with the earth, we too might change, release the past, and give birth to new ideas." That's what I'm talking about, people. That's why I lead the psycho-spiritual wheel of the year, because I'm interested in the ways that the cycles of nature are reflected in our own lives, in our own psychology. And so this, energetically speaking, is a brilliant time to launch something new. It's at least as good, if not better, than January 1st. And that's why let's bust out the newsletter already. That is why the newsletter I sent out yesterday began with the subject line, "Happy New Year again," because it's like that. It's like that. We are at the beginning of a new energetic year, and that's for all of us, Northern and Southern Hemisphere. It just happens to coincide here for those of us in the North with spring, which again feels very natural to me. So I don't know if I've ever done this before. I cut and pasted my own newsletter into this PDF to read to you when you may have already read it if you're on my newsletter list. Have I ever done this? I don't know. I'm going to do it now because I like it and I want to. And because I can, it really captures what I'm feeling right now. And I agree with myself. So I'm like, I'm just going to read it out loud for those who aren't on my newsletter list. So this is what I said. Who doesn't love a fresh start? To think that we can begin again with a clean slate and untold possibilities stretched out before us. It's thrilling, right? Like aging backwards, walking barefoot in the grass, bees making honey, and the scent of jasmine riding on a soft, gentle breeze. And if you're reading this or listening to this, like, yes, please, give me some of that. I have excellent news for you. Tomorrow, or today, marks the start of a brand new astrological year as the sun moves into Aries, and we've got ourselves another magical turn of the wheel known as spring equinox. This, my friend, is the Happy New Year reboot you've been waiting for. A time to reconnect to the dreams of your heart, strike up some fresh ambition, and sprinkle a bit of pixie dust on it all like, whee! Is it any wonder that nature has such an intoxicating effect at this time? You can literally feel life nudging you forward like, go on, you beautiful creature, you. Get out there and try something. That is why those of us who practice magic like to harness the energy of this time to plant new seeds of intention. The vibe is so ripe for it. So what's it going to be for you? Is there something new you've been wanting to try or some fresh desire pulling you forward now? If so, go for it. Mother Nature herself has signed your permission slip, and there is no better time than the present. So that's what I sound like in my own head when I'm writing those newsletters to you, in case you ever wondered. That's why I try to use like italics and all caps and emojis. So hopefully you hear me being my kooky, silly self while I'm saying these things, because that's the way I hear it in my mind as I'm writing it. But this time, I really wanted to talk about like harnessing the energy of this time and using it as a springboard. You know, when those of us who begrudgingly have to follow daylight savings time, we set our clocks back in fall, we set our clocks forward in spring. And the way we remember that is to fall back and spring forward, right? Well, that's a great way just to think of spring in general when you're interested in harnessing the energy of spring in the name of performing a bit of magic, bringing an intention all the way through to the manifestation of it. So this is a great time to harness energy. If you're feeling it, if not everybody's feeling it, but if you're feeling it, to harness the energy of this time to launch yourself forward. And to set yourself up for the times in which you don't feel quite so peppy. This is something that I learned to do when I was still really cycling through depression and anxiety, which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that was me for many years, and that's why I learned so much about psychology and personal development, because I was trying to fix it that way, and then come to find out I was dealing with food allergies, and I ended up getting rid of gluten and dairy, and then rebuilding my system back up with amino acids following the protocol in the book, The Mood Cure. And I have to throw that in here right now because so many of you have issues with depression and anxiety and energy. And I have no idea if that would work for you, but it worked for me. And people often ask me about it. So The Mood Cure by Julia Ross, MD, is how I did it. But what I learned before that was to harness the up times, right? When my energy was high, and to get as much done as I could then. And then to, so when I was down, that kind of carried me through. I also do this in my business. So I batch, like I make things when I'm feeling very, very energetic and inspired. And then sometimes I don't post them or share them until I'm in like a funk, or I just need to regenerate. I need some downtime. And it's like, ooh, but look, I have all this stuff that I made that I can share now because I stockpiled, you know? So this is a good time to do that stockpiling or to launch yourself forward. And if you're not feeling so peppy right now, if you're feeling down or depressed or heavy or just in hermit mode, like sometimes we need to relax. Sometimes we need to check out for a minute to regroup and reclaim our energy. Just let yourself be there without judging it. And with the promise of spring, remember the promise of spring. You may be in the middle of some kind of dark night of the soul situation. You may be in a winter kind of mood. Or quite literally, the snow is on the ground still for so many of you. But as nature shows us again and again and again, spring is not far behind. We are nature. We are our nature. As within, so without. So when you make a practice of following the phases of the moon, or the phases of light, the phases of the solar year, aka the wheel of the year, you open yourself up to a deeper understanding of your own natural rhythms, which might not be in sync with the seasons outside your front door. In fact, it's likely that they're not, with today's focus on indoor life and, you know, fluorescent lighting and artificial air and the unnatural Gregorian calendar, daylight savings time, which drives me crazy because it's so pointless. I'm not a fan. And two, just the ways in which our jobs don't typically honor the circadian rhythms of nature within, you know, and they have us living by the clock, no matter what's going on in the seasons or with us energetically. And FYI, spending as much time out in nature as you possibly can does help for sure. But also, like I keep saying, recognize that you are nature. You are nature. Nature is within you and you are within it. You're a part of it. And maybe you have some kind of wacky global warming situation going on inside of you, you know, like, you might have unpredictable cycles of energy and emotions. So you're up, you're down, you're all around, you're up, you're down, you're all around, you're up, you're down, you're down, you're down, you're down, you're up, you're super up. Like maybe it's kind of like that for you. But still you're expected to function, right? Most of us are. And if you've got a 9-to-5 job that you rely on to make ends meet and support yourself financially or even an entire family, it is imperative that you're operating at a fairly high functioning level on the daily. So in that case, I wanted to address that because I think that's the reality for most of us. So in that case, you've got a few options in terms of harnessing the energy of spring. First of all, you can manufacture, is that the right word? I'm going to go with manufacture. You can manufacture spring to some degree because spring is within. It's a spirit that is within you at all times. So it may take a bit of prodding, but you can create the conditions of spring to give yourself that feeling as needed. So for example, you could eat a salad or drink a smoothie or huff on an uplifting essential oil. Grapefruit oil is my favorite for that. Do some jumping jacks, take a cold shower, anything that like whoosh wakes you up and gets the blood moving. If you make a routine of it, if you find one of those things that works for you, and then you make a routine of it, all the better, because routines and daily rituals are about supporting ourselves and then meeting the needs of each day. So if you think of your day as a microcosm of the solar year, it helps. So every morning is spring, right? High noon is summer, and then late afternoon is fall. And then we've got the long, dark sleep of winter every night, hopefully. Hopefully. And then when you're first waking up in the morning, especially if it's still dark outside, that's why I'm talking about like circadian rhythms. We used to get up with the sun, right? And our bodies are still programmed to do that. So that's why having routines like this in place are so helpful, because we're kind of fighting nature in a way just to keep up with our, not kind of, we are. We're fighting our own nature to be a cog in the wheel of modern life, to participate, to have a 9-to-5 job. You know, if you have school kids, even if you work from home, like, and the bus is going to be at your house at a certain time, like, we're forced to deal with these unnatural rhythms so that we can fit into society, right? So when you first wake up in the morning, especially if it's still dark outside, you might need a little hygge moment to help make the transition from winter into spring. So it's like Imolk, right? Spring transition. And you can do that with some warm coffee or tea or lighting a candle or quietly pulling a tarot card or journaling your dreams. Something that helps you transition into your day without experiencing a complete shock to the system. And then once you have had that, once you've had your spring transition, that's when you can like bust out the rise and shine accessories, like the grapefruit essential oil, which the way I use it is I rub it between my hands like with some friction. And then I literally, when I said huff it, I really do. That's what I do. I just take my hands and put it over my nose, I guess, kind of like a little mask. And then I just go Oh, a few times. Some people really like peppermint for that. It can like really wake them up like that. I just happen to love grapefruit essential oil. It does it for me. And I think what's important again is finding the things that work for you and then doing them again and again and again and again. So you're programming your mind to have a specific response to that smell. Like, ooh, it's time to wake up. It's spring. It's like that, right? So you could jump on a mini trampoline for 3 minutes, which I highly recommend because it gets the lymph moving in your body and it just wakes you up. And it's a little bit silly. I like things that are a little bit silly, I think. That makes me, it puts the humor in life. And something about bouncing on my mini trampoline makes me feel like a granny from the 80s. I don't know what that's about. Like I need a headband and one of those leotards with a belt. So gives me a little giggle. You could go for a jog or you could take that cold shower I mentioned. I will never take a cold shower. I mean, never say never, but never. Okay. Like those of you who take cold showers, you're special, kind of special. I don't know. I can't do it. But if that works for you, it works for you. Throw on some upbeat music that gets you moving when you're getting dressed for the day or putting your makeup on or making breakfast. I just got in the mail 3 new Edith Piaf. She would be so flattered because Eartha Kitt adored Edith Piaf. She was her idol. But no, I got 3 Eartha Kitt albums. And lately I've been waking up my kid in the morning with C'est Bon. C'est bon, I mean, it is good, her song, c'est bon, ooh, it's all in French, and it's awesome, and so it's still dark outside, and I just play this one song in the morning, and instead of having to go wake my son up, so he's hearing it, like, two rooms down, and it gets me, it makes me feel awake, and like I'm starting the day, so music really does it for me, and that's what it's been lately. So that's one way to manufacture spring within, which you're not, that's manufacturing is maybe not the right word because you're not manufacturing spring from nothing. Because like I said, spring is within. You are nature. Therefore, all seasons exist within. So you're really just coaxing it out and up to the surface as needed. And then you can do the same when you find yourself experiencing a funk, like if you're feeling really, really heavy and you need to lighten things up. Again, it's good if you have the same, if you know what works for you, you can tap into that. But also, if you do it again and again and again, like I said, you're literally programming, you're programming your entire nervous system to wake up at the sound of that song or the smell of that oil or the feel of that cold water hitting you. The second way to harness the energy of spring is to just capture it when it happens organically. Like, because sometimes just aren't you in a spring-like mood for no apparent reason and you're just feeling yourself and you're like, yay! The inspiration is flowing and you're feeling good and you want to get out and about. One way to harness that, and an important thing to learn how to do, is to direct that energy on purpose. So spring fever, I know from experience, has the uncanny ability to knock us off our path with all the, ooh, shiny, pretty, hubba hubba. Like, it's easy to get swept up in the pheromones and the excitement of this time of year to the point where you don't even know who you are anymore. And that's fun. That's really fun. And it's good. Like, definitely, it's good to have that here and there. So make time for that, like on the weekends, maybe, right? But also, don't let all of that juicy juice go to waste on empty calories. You can use it. You can use it to further your dreams. You can channel that energy into a special project and move yourself that much closer to the attainment of your goals. So instead of like, woo, just getting swept up in the energy and letting it take you all over the place and you're just like, wah! There's a way to just whoop, like focus it in on a goal that's really, really important to you and like kicking ass, getting things done, moving yourself forward. And this applies to both the daily spring of morning, like I was talking about, like every day, the everyday spring of your morning, and then the season of spring on the solar wheel, which we're entering into now, as well as metaphorically. Like when you just inexplicably have a burst of energy. So, you know, don't waste that energy, let's say, just sitting around on Facebook cracking jokes with strangers or talking with your neighbor over the fence. Like, get busy, put that rush to good use, plant some seeds of intention, take action, be the fool, be the fool. Spring begins in Aries, and it's the season of the fool in the major arcana, for those of you who love tarot, the hero or the hero's journey. And isn't it just so fitting too, I love this, that this year Easter falls on April Fool's Day. I love that. Usually around April Fool's Day, I end up talking about the journey of the fool. This year it actually happens on Easter, which I love because I keep the Ostara vibes going all the way through Easter and beyond. And as I was saying in that newsletter, this is the real Happy New Year, energetically speaking. This is the time of initiation, to be born again. For those of you who celebrate Easter or grew up on the mythology of Jesus, or maybe you believe Jesus, the Jesus story is quite literal. Either way, this idea of being born again, the symbolism is there across cultures and throughout time. Jesus rose from the tomb of winter to be born again in spring. Aries begins a new astrological year. And then if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you can just take a peek outside once spring starts springing. And it's that reminder that, like, yes, every year we are born again. Every day we are born again. And that is why I love the wheel of the year. So this was just a little happy spring, happy Ostar rant at you. Hopefully there's something inspiring in here that you can pull out and use. And don't forget to share last Saturday's post somewhere on social media if you want to be entered in the contest to win a free moon felt malas set of felted wool mala beads. They're so cool and unique and different. And Allison, the woman who owns Moonfelt Malas, is going to let the winner pick anyone that you want. So you can go to her website at moonfeltmalas.com and scroll through and look at how cute these things are. They're ridiculous. They're ridiculous. And I'm going to wait another week or so before I announce the winner, because people end up catching up with these podcasts late. So I want you all to get a chance to check them out. And if you just want to buy some, or if you want to give somebody some, she's giving us a discount when you use Hippie Witch 10 at checkout with no spaces, just Hippie Witch 10. And you get $10 off, which I think is awesome. So that's it. Happy, 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 happy everything. Happy spring, happy fall, whatever it is for you. Until we meet again. Much love. Peace.